You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
It's impossible.
I need your help, Dom. I need your team.
Why do I smell baby oil?
You keep running your pie hole, you're gonna smell an ass kicking.
You got the best crew in the world standing right in front of you. Give them a reason to stay.
Our target's Owen Shaw, former Spec Ops soldier. For years, they've been running jobs in Europe, but it's their most recent jobs that graduated them to a whole new level. The loss of life is unthinkable. I'm offering you a chance to make your family whole again.
You get us close to Letty and we'll get you Shaw. And you give us full pardons all the way around.
I can't promise you that.
That's the deal. Take it or leave it.
Does he think because of this tat he's a gangster? I think we played out platinum. You don't think you're crossing him over, do you? Huh? Or you think you're a man because you move a key here and there?
That ain't weight.
Did he think that was weight in that piece of shit? Let me tell you something. The real motherfuckers don't move a key here and there. They move 50 metric tons a month.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geeked Out here on Podcast Juice. .net. This is your host, Michael Dean, and this is my quick review of Fast and Furious 6. So let me get things started to say this. I am moderately aware of the other Fast and the Furious movies. I know I've seen the first one and a couple of the sequels. I did see Fast 5, the previous movie, which I enjoyed a lot, actually. Very action-packed sort of movie. And, you know, one cannot help but acknowledge that this franchise, which is six movies deep now, is definitely not the same movies that it started with. You know, obviously it started with about the car racing, that sort of culture. Very popular movies. But it has now spawned into, you know, straight-up action adventure, you know, summer sort of blockbuster movies, very huge action set pieces. So here we are with Fast and the Furious 6, again, starring Vin Diesel, you know, The Rock, Paul Walker, Tyrese, Ludacris. All the casting characters are back for the most part. And let me just say, my initial reaction from this movie, and I just saw this movie maybe a couple hours ago, fantastic. I walked out of that theater, you know, I got my money's worth. And that's something that I don't normally say. I haven't been able to say that this year where I felt satisfied. This was a very satisfying movie. It starts out, you know, the ending of Fast 5, they brought one of the main characters back sort of at the end. And, you know, the person you thought was dead, I think the character's name is Lady. It was a Michelle Rodriguez. They briefly show her that she's actually alive. And so this movie is about, yes, she is alive and she's actually with this other sort of terrorist organization. And The Rock, he's essentially, The Rock is the same character from the G.I. Joe movie that just came out. And I loved it because he's just a straight military badass. He's so yoked. He looks like a superhero. He basically is like, I have to enlist Dom and the crew to help me take down this organization. Only they can help me, you know, and they're in, Europe, or I mean, London or whatever, and this whole thing. So it's a whole thing of, you know, I need you and the crew to come back again and help me take down this organization. And at the same point, you know, save your old girlfriend. So, you know, it's that sort of movie where you got to get the crew together. And you're familiar with these characters. Obviously, these are people from the previous movies. So they don't have to necessarily reintroduce them. You know what each of those characters are about. And they all have their sort of little unique traits to those characters. And, you know, get them back again. You know, it's a great setup. How do we get everybody back together? And we got to do this cause. And, you know, they enter little things into the story that sort of put some tension there. You know, Paul Walker's character just had a baby, so he was like out the game, you know, like they dragged me back in. And, you know, the Paul Walker character has a very interesting side story that I would be the first to say it didn't make any sense to me. Like, they could have cut that out of the movie. I don't think it would have really changed too much. But, you know, it was sort of entertaining. He has to basically go into the prison to talk to a cartel boss. And that goes sideways. But, you know, it didn't really have... It doesn't change the story, actually. But, you know, whatever. But let me just say this. The action, out of control. There's some great... great action set pieces. You have to suspend your belief. This is not in reality, because the stuff that's going on in this movie and the physics and all the stuff that's going on there, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Now, you couldn't survive that, but it doesn't matter, because it is so entertaining. It is so action-packed. These guys are literally comic book characters, you know, superheroes. You know, Dom's character, Vin Diesel, literally gets shot and he survives like it's nothing. He's pulling the bullet out. And I'm like, okay, this is badass. These are badass guys. Like, they can take gunshots. You know, there's a great scene later on in the movie, sort of the climactic battle scene with the last part of the movie. Again, it reminded me of the Avengers, because the last part of the movie is just this crazy, over-the-top fight scene, and everybody sort of gets their shine. There's a great scene where The Rock and Vin Diesel are side by side, and it's so, you know, it is perfectly framed for, you know, action movie popcorn, like, oh, the heroes are standing together and it's about to go down, and they have a very formidable, huge end boss that they got to fight, and they do it together. Dope. You know, it's everything you saw sort of in Avengers, where you have these, you want to see those characters sort of team up and take a situation down, and then you see each character having its own sort of character action moment. That was just really good. You know, I will say the one thing about this movie, some of the action was shot. I didn't like the way it was shot. It was too close framed. So sometimes it was a little hard to tell what was going on. And plus it was dark, but still very, very thrilling. There is a great scene that you see in the trailers, and you see somebody like kind of jumping off of a car and diving over some bridge sort of thing. I won't spoil what it was. And when you see that in the movie, I mean, yeah, it would never happen like that in real life. It was so unbelievable, but it looked dope. It was the action. It's everything you want to see in an action movie. You know, like The Matrix, when Neo jumps through the window out of the helicopter, and Lawrence Fishburne jumps out the window and they slam and catch each other. I mean, that would never happen in real life. It was something like that. I was like, whoa, this is straight out of, you know, The Avengers or something. It was crazy, but it was dope, you know. So yeah, this movie brings it. You know, it is an action movie, and it's tongue in cheek. It is very funny. There's great dialogue. You know, there's cheesy dialogue. There's great funny dialogue. You know, Tyrese is hysterical in this movie. Ludacris is hysterical. I was always surprised. I was like, God, this guy is actually really funny. They are great. What can I say? There's even at the end of this movie, I felt like, you know, I hate to say, I was kind of sad for some of these characters, because there's some sacrifices that happen in this movie. And I was like, wow, you know, and I was expecting somebody to rise from the dead. Didn't happen. And I was like, wow, this is serious. Like, okay, this is a great action movie. Like, there, you know, there's some consequences to what's going on. People are making a sacrifice to save somebody else. Very interesting. You know, I was like, this is great. And at the very end, just as the first movie, you know, they sort of set up the next movie. And let me just say, I'm not going to spoil it, but right when the credits start, you know, when it cuts into another scene and what happens, I cannot wait to see the next movie. I mean, that was like, I was like, and you see the person, you're like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, I was like, okay, yeah. And then whatever happens, and I'm like, ah, it's going down. Let's go. When do we have to, how long do we have to wait? So I love that. I mean, again, I felt like I got my money's worth. Yes, the story doesn't make a lot of sense. Some of the stuff could have been edited a little bit, but in terms of a great action movie, fun at the theater, cheering, and great action, this movie delivers, and it is exactly what it sets out to be. Brilliant movie. I loved it. Fast Furious 6. You must go see it. If you like great, you know, great entertaining movies, go see it. It was one of those movies that captures exactly what it sets out to do, and it does it very well. So you gotta love that. You know, this is one of my staff movies. This basically, I would say that this movie is one of the best movies I've seen this year in terms of, you know what, I didn't walk out of that theater feeling cheated. When I saw Iron Man 3, it's got some great stuff in there, but I was like, I'm not really feeling this. I didn't get my money's worth. Star Trek, you know, looks great, but I didn't definitely get my money's worth. That was the bullshit. This, I got my money's worth. Wow. Great movie. Great cast. The director, I think it was Justin Lin. He should direct a Marvel movie. He has the action adventure sensibilities down. I mean, the pacing of it, the characters, again, it has that right sort of corniness and tongue-in-cheekness that you need. Brilliant, man. If you love muscle-bound, tough guys in fast cars and high, over-the-top action, this is the movie for you. Fast and Furious. I got to give it up to that. So with that, I'm out. This is Geeked Out on podcastjuice.net. My name is Michael Dean. Peace.